On riches. Riches are good to him that hath no sin in his conscience. Ecclesiasticus 13:30. The following is from St. John Chrysostom. The love of riches is far more pernicious and more powerful than the devil himself, and many obey this love more blindly than the pagans, who put their faith in idols. For there have been many pagans who did not obey their devilish idols at all times, but people who hanker after riches unreservedly respect everything that tends to feed their covetousness, as if covetousness said to them, "Be revenged on society, forget the feelings of nature, despise God." They obey this to the letter. To the idols were sacrificed animals, but covetousness seeks to force their worshippers to sacrifice their own souls, and they sacrifice these without remorse. If you despise worldly blessings, you will be more worthy to possess heavenly blessings. The following is from French priest Jean-Baptiste Massillon. Poverty is not of itself holy, neither are riches criminal, says St. Ambrose. You may occasionally have seen poor people, overwhelmed by the weight of their misery, grumble and rebel against the dispensations of divine providence. But you may also have seen some rich who are not dazzled with their gold, who possess property as if they possessed it not. If riches are a sword in the hands of the foolish, the crown of the wise is their riches. Proverbs 19. If riches in the hands of prodigals and misers cause them to heap iniquity on iniquity, they are in the hands of the just and prudent a source of merit. But alas, where shall we find that just and prudent man, or rather where is he who has not bent his knee before the idol of the world and fortune? Let us seek among all the rich for one who has not made a god of his gold, who has not believed that riches are all his strength, and who, charmed with his treasures, has not said to the precious metal, "You are my confiding hope, and you are the tender object of my love. You are my crowning desire and the end of my labors." It must be confessed that a poor man is more likely to be honest and virtuous than a rich man. It is a rare thing to see a rich and virtuous individual combined. It is very difficult to be good and pious in the midst of riches, and more difficult to be saved in the midst of wealth and plenty. For they that will become rich fall into temptation and into the snares of the devil, says the great apostle in 1 Timothy 6:9. Temptation follows those who wish to acquire riches, because to gain their end, they do not hesitate to employ fraud, injustice, theft, perjury, and homicide. In fact, they make use of every vice to satisfy their cravings. One sees that in every condition of life, crime is the willing attendant on those who inordinately desire to be rich. The shop of the merchant is full of snares to tempt and deceive the purchaser. The judge is tempted to deprive the widow of her field, and the magistrate eagerly gives his warrant when there is a question of money accruing to him. The poor child, tired of being the son of poor parents, employs every artifice, just or unjust, to accumulate a fortune. And the rich child, tired of being the son of a rich father, becomes a cruel parasite in order to inherit and possess all his property. The lover of wealth, says the wise man, despises every commandment. There is not a more wicked thing than to love money. Ecclesiasticus 10:10. Show me the wisest woman. If once the love of gold and silver enters into her heart, she will soon be corrupted, and Solomon will be right in saying that he could not find a strong woman, because no woman can resist this temptation. It is very, very difficult to have much property and much religion at one and the same time. One cannot add to fortune what one steals from Christianity. One cannot dream of possessing the treasures of heaven when we hoard a superfluity of wealth on earth. In a word, religion demands an undivided affection, but the possession of temporal blessings stands sadly in the way. For if the rich man give a portion of his wealth to religion, does he not reserve the greater part to feed his love of riches? And when he prostrates himself before the altar of the Lord, it often happens that in his heart he is adoring his gold. This is what St. Paul says, that he who gives his heart to riches is not less excluded from the kingdom of God than he who burns his incense to idols. O monstrous effect of riches, thus to stifle every sentiment of religion. The following is from St. Basil. You possess many acres of land. Some are planted with trees, some fields are well tilled. Besides these, you have vineyards, undulating hills, beautiful prospects, woods, rivulets, and pleasant promenades. Of what use are all these blessings to you? 6 feet of earth await you at the end.